of bringing it now, or whether the owner now continues to bring it, halacha is maybe v'ein kaira. In such a case, you're supposed to bring the peres for bikurim, but enechnani, the halacha is v'ein kaira. You do not have to say the kriya times. You do not have to have the kriya of the pasha. My time. What's the reason? Yes, he says halacha is maybe v'ein kaira. My time. What's the reason? The pasuk says below kachto v'havesa. A pasuk by Bikurim, it says the one that takes it, he has to bring it. So idarshin at shetehe lekicho v'havo kechad. That means the same person that picks off the fruit, off the trees, he's the one that has to bring it to the kohen in the Beis Hamikdash. If the same person that picks it off brings it, then there's a mitzvah kriya, he has to say the parsha of Bikurim. But lo yitzui here, you made a shliach pick off the apple, pick off the figs off the tree. And then on the way, the shliach died. And now if somebody else brings it to Yerushalayim, or if the owner, since it's not the same one that cut it off, that's bringing it, there's no mitzvah kriya. So the case also, in case we have a suffix bikurim, you'll make sure that somebody pulls off the fruits, and somebody else brings it to the kohen. Therefore, you would not have to have a kriya. You can have the bikurim without the kriya. Yeah. For leka, you don't need it. Telling more says, Omale Rav Acha Bred Rav Avid Rav Ashi, Michti, let's see. Psukin inu, Likri, what's wrong? You have these fruits, you have a doubt whether you own the karker in between, if you really mechuyev to bring Bikurim, so you have a doubt whether you should say the parash or not, what's the problem? Say it anyway. Likri, the psukim, what's wrong? You're not saying Hashem's name, even if you are saying Hashem's name, but you're saying psukim in the Torah. Like Kamati, it's like you're learning Torah. So what's wrong by saying the parsha of Bikurim, even Minasofik? Omalei, he says, the reason is like this. First of all, Mishum Demetze Keshikra. It looks like you're saying a sheker. Looks like you're lying. Because in the parsha, yes, like Rashbam says, Shrei Bishvil Avois Bikurim Kokori, Vishem Alav Vekarka Shele Godlu. Maybe it's not from your karka. Vekom Meshaker, and then you're lying. Uksiv, it says, Vavishkorim Lo Yichoin, Negreinai. You shouldn't like say, because at this in the past you have to say, Al Hadomash and Asatali. You have to say this comes from the land that you gave me. So you have to be afraid, maybe you really do not own this land, and therefore you're saying a sheker. So we don't want you to say these psukim in Asafik in order not to say a lie. Rav Mashar Shebred, Rav Chiyo Amano, a different reason. Dilma Osili Afkino Mitruma Maitha. We're afraid that if somebody will see you saying the parsha of Truma, they'll think Lamaisa, that it's regular. If you say the parsha of Bikurim, they'll think it's real Bikurim, and then they'll think they're potter from Truma Samaisa. And the loch here is it's only a suffix if it's Mechuyev and Bikurim or not. So since it's a suffix, you have to be afraid maybe it's not Bikurim, and you still have to take off Truma Samaisa. So that's why here we do not want you to say the Kriya. Because if you would say the Kriya, then people will think for sure it is Bikurim, and they won't take off Truma Samaisus, and then there'll be a big nichshol. So therefore the din is not to have the Kriya. Now, the Mishnah says, Higdilu lo yishva. In the case we only buy one tree or two trees, that you do not own the ground in between, and then the branches grow very long and they give a lot of shade, so the owner of the land cannot tell the owner of the tree to cut off the branches. Lo yishva. Hechidam, what's the case talking about? Then the Mishnah also says that what grows up from the bark belongs to the Baal Ilon. What grows up from the Shroshim, from the roots, belongs to the Baal HaKarka. So Mora says, Hechidam min agaz, Hechidam min Shroshim. What's called what grows up from this tree, from the bark, from the trunk? Or what's called what grows up from the Shroshim, from the roots? Now again, you bought one tree or two trees. So you do not own the karker in between, you only own the tree. So Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Shiroye Pnei Chama Zel Min Agaza. Any part of the tree that you could see, in other words, that the sun sees, the sunlight hits it, there's any part of the tree that's above the ground, that belongs to the Baal Ilon. Any new shoot that grows up from there belongs to the Baal tree. But the Sheinu Roye Pnei Chama, like underneath the ground, that's called roots. Roots means something under the ground that the sun rays, and that hit there, Zel Min HaShroshim. That's called from the Shroshim, and then that belongs to the Baal HaKarka. Because the person that bought these two trees, he did not buy the karka in between. The karka he does not buy. For the Gemara, if so, v'leichesh, we should be afraid, Dilma Maska Arya Shirtin. Maybe ground-like will come there and cover up a root. In other words, really, it's like one tree now. and there's a little shoot coming up from the bottom of the tree, but some dirt will come and cover over that shoot, so it'll look as if it's not growing from the tree itself, but it'll look like a second tree is growing next to the first one. And if so, v'yomalei, and then the one that bought this tree will have a right to say, t'losa zevintali, I bought three trees off you. V'yistli arya, then I have the conqueror in between. That's the locha. If you buy three trees off somebody, then you own the conqueror in between. When you only buy two trees, then you don't own the conqueror. So let's be afraid, really you only bought two trees. And really there's a shoot growing out of that tree, mamash from the bottom of the tree, which is only called part of the tree. But let's be afraid some dirt, a clot of dirt, will get there, and you won't be able to see that it's growing out of the tree, but instead it'll look like it's coming out of the ground, so that belongs to the Baal HaKarka, so it's going to look now like three separate trees. So if so, the Moichah is going to lose out, because now the Lokech will have the right to keep the Karka in between. So Mora says, Elom Rav Nachman Yikoitz. The Pshat of the Ravad is you have to cut off that branch. The branch that grows, we tell them you have to cut it off. So only question, who keeps it? Trenachnami. The Rashbam says, Masnis Nirtonia Yoitzim in Agaza Shaloi. What grows out of the tree belongs to the Baal Ilon. It means not that he has a right to leave it there, but he has to cut it off. It means Hareyu Shaloi Amanas Lokos Lisrov. He has a right to cut it off and use it for wood, but that's all. V'chein Omer Reb Yechanon Yikot. Yechanon also says, that the Mishnah says what grows out of the tree you can keep just means you can cut it off, but not let it stay and grow there, because then we have to be afraid maybe you'll turn out to look like you have three trees. Omer Rav Nachman Naktinon, we learned, Dekel ain't like Geza, Shno Dekel, a palm tree, does not have a Geza. A palm tree does not have a stump like that grows further. Nothing grows out of the stump of a palm tree. Sava Rav Zvid Lameimar, Rav Zvid thought to say, know what it means to say, Ein loy geza labal dekel. That means that the bal dekel, the one that owns the tree, he has nothing from it. Because what grows out of it does not belong to the bal hadekel. That's what he thought to say. So Rashbam says, Kivon de lachbov lesharish koi, kishiyavish ilon, de lekarnakaka. That since a dekel tree, like we say, the one that buys it has a right to uproot the whole tree. So therefore the pshat is, he has nothing in it. The Baal HaDekel has nothing in it. Nakdina Dekel ain loy geza. That what grows up, he doesn't have from it. So the Gemara is like this. Sova Rav Zvid Lameimar, Rav Zvid thought to say, ain loy geza le Baal Dekel. I mean, the one that owns the Dekel, that owns the palm tree, he has nothing from it. Techivon de lemechaper lesharish koi. Since by a palm tree he said that the Eitzer is, you have a right to uproot the whole tree. So therefore, asuche meser daitei. Therefore, the Baal Ilon, he forgets about it. He doesn't care what's growing up on the bottom of the tree, and he doesn't care about it. He's mesir das. Therefore, the one that bought the tree does not take the growths that grow out of the bottom of the tree. Maskev lo rav papa v'koina shnei ilonois. In a case where somebody buys just two trees, it's also the same thing. The lemechva lemesharish kaimi. That also, it's oimed to uproot the trees. And that's all, because you don't own the conqueror in between, you only own the trees. And still our Mishnah says, Uktoni diyesh legeza. It says, when you only bought two trees, Salachar is, you do not own the conqueror in between. You only own these two trees. Now, if some shoots grow up from the bottom of the tree, it still belongs to you. So the question is why? You're telling me now the person's Messiah das from it. Tumor says, Elo Merapopo, it means, Ein legeza labal dekel. You want to know why? The tree shein might together. That's why it's a metzias. That from a palm tree, the bottom, nothing grows out from the bark, from the trunk of a palm tree. That's what it means. The metzias, nothing grows out. That's what he meant to say. I just round to the tree shein derech.